Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, Joe, Dom Giordano show. It's Dom Giordano day here in Wildwood. I guess that means when I go home, Ro will not expect anything of me. She'll be waiting on me hand and foot, right, Joe?
Sorry, I'm screening a call, too, while I'm talking to you.
Oh, okay, Joe, but it's Dom Giordano Day in Wildwood. You have to drop everything.
Oh, I'm sorry. Right, hold on here. I'm hanging up on the guy right now.
No, don't hang up on the guy. All right.
There you go.
855-839-1210. If you have a suggestion on Twitter at DomShow1210, or if you would like to call in with it, that was very, very nice of the mayor. Really good stuff. Absolutely. All right, let's talk about events over the weekend. I mentioned Teddy Roosevelt, Father Junipero Serra, Ulysses S. Grant. Let's talk about Grant for a moment, tearing down his statue. It's a weird thing. There's no consistency with the mob, of course. It seems as if Grant was gifted a slave, okay, as horrible as that statement is. And Ulysses S. Grant, before the Civil War, freed that man, and then of course prosecuted the war, wrote about a lot of things during prosecuting the war about the idea of if slavery is the cause of this, then we're going to stop slavery. And then after that, he's a very underrated president in some ways. He really pushed back against the Klan. He moved African Americans forward. There are any number of things about Ulysses S. Grant. It just underlies all this peaceful protest stuff, etc. When we come down to it, when we get to the policy part with the protesters, that's when we get into what they're all about. And what they're all about is essentially they believe right now, and this is where the election's going to turn, that the country has reached a point where the protesters and all the wild stuff they're engaged in are correct. It's much beyond police brutality, much beyond the police. Are they? What signs do we see that indicate there's starting to be a pushback? Okay? That's where the story lies, in my view. So 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, you just push #1210 and we'll get you on board. Let me go to Alan in Perkasie. He's in on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Alan, good morning.
Hey, Dom, I wanted to call and congratulate you on your special day.
Thank you.
I'm now wondering, since it is Dom Giordano Day, if there's a two-for-one deal going on at Olive Garden.
Beautifully. Oh,
front runner,
you know,
right there. Yeah.
I don't think they have an Olive Garden here in the town, so you know, I may have to rectify that before I leave on Saturday.
I feel like we got to change our side topic at this point, too.
Yes, I agree with Dan. Dan and I are shaking our head. The side topic is not going to be pet peeve about the shore.
We can do that tomorrow.
We could do that. Yeah, we got a better one tomorrow to honor Joe, I think. But
gotcha.
Yeah, but I think you're the leader in the clubhouse. What should I do on Dom Giordano Day? I decree a two-for-one at the Olive Garden. No, I'm trying to
do
get away from the.
Why do you have an Olive Garden?
I feel like Al Pacino in was it Godfather 2? No, Godfather 3.
You're really overstating your power here. There is no Olive Garden here.
Every time I get out, they pull me back in. They pull me back into the Olive Garden. I wasn't going to talk about the Olive Garden ever again.
It's Go ahead, Alan. Six.
Yes.
Oh, so let's see. Pet peeves about the boardwalk. As much as you don't like guys walking along in thongs, I also believe if you don't have the figure for it, please wear a shirt.
Yes, exactly.
I take offense to that because I don't like wearing my shirt, and I do not have the figure.
And
for
I would
it,
say, so. What, one out of every 50 guys actually has the body to go without the shirt?
I'm not really checking out dudes' bodies, though. So. I don't know what Alan's
No, I don't want to check them out accidentally either, though.
All right, Alan, you are the leader in the clubhouse with the Olive Garden suggestion. Nicely played. 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, you just push #1210. You can get on board. Now, case in point of where this leads, and again, the Philadelphia Inquirer has failed Journalism 101 again. Several people contacted me already, you know, and it's not their job to do journalism, but they have a big piece today, now trying to be even more divisive, and we're dealing with public security here, with cops. Philadelphia black police officers face protesters in the streets, and they face inside their clubhouse racism, okay? Now, I heard from several cops this morning saying that U.S. military and police departments are two places where historically there has been ahead of the curve of America more camaraderie across racial lines. I've seen it myself. Now, I'm not saying it's perfect. So the Inquirer interviews Lieutenant Jonathan Josie, longtime Philadelphia police officer, I believe a lieutenant, who posted a Facebook video describing the tension of being ostracized from two sides, your career and your community. There's a dissonance, he said, between going to work on the police force and going home to teach his black children how to avoid antagonizing police, lest it get them killed. Although I wear a badge and have for almost 30 years, I'm a jurisdiction away from being George. Yeah, I'm a jurisdiction away from being George Floyd. Josie said he received hundreds of comments and calls from black officers thanking him for speaking up. Those officers had a heavy heart, keeping the peace and knowing their heart was truly with the protesters. White officers called in too, saying, dude, I never thought about that. Well, what the Inquirer doesn't tell you about Josie is he was in news reports. It's a really big guy. He was the guy that was in news reports with this confrontation with a Puerto Rican female at the Puerto Rican parade where there was a scuffle and back and forth. And he was seen, I mean, the guy's size in the picture, really, really big guy versus a female. And the FOP supported him, white officers, black officers, across the board. I'm told this went on for like 18 months. Do they tell you, here's a guy that has had his own history of a rush to judgment against him? No, they don't. This is one of the more scurrilous pieces imaginable to go down this path to try to put more division inside the police department, okay? On top of that, we have these Whole Foods employees who are now striking or quitting or protesting at Whole Foods, because Whole Foods took food that was going to be thrown out during the middle of the riots, I think it was the store potentially at 9th and South, and they gave it to cops who were out there in the middle of this. You can't do that now. And yet, how would the media that just likes that PP phrase, peaceful protesters, okay? First of all, we've seen the violence, we've seen the mob sort of activity. But the peaceful protest makes it as if there is no tension around this, as if this is just about expressing your point of view. No, it goes way, it's cop hatred. That's what's being expressed up and down the line. That's exactly what's going on. It's lumping all police together. It's going after anybody that is supportive of them. 855-839-1210. But this is Journalism 101. I think if you put this guy out there, you try to develop more of a rift inside the Philadelphia police. You're starting to take that angle now with black officers. Okay. And I wonder if the Inquirer, Dan, might give us, what are some of these protesters saying to black cops? You think they're just saying, hey, we know you don't want to be there, stuff like that? Or is it some of the most scurrilous stuff imaginable, impugning them?
Well, I think we can probably make an assumption here.
Yeah, think like what Clarence Thomas faces, traitor, the whole deal that goes into that. How about a piece on that? How about a piece on how bad this is, how intense this is?
Well, I think
that is freedom of speech. You can say whatever you want. True.
I think back to that the female officer down in Georgia who posted that video, and it was lambasted as her whining. And you know what I'm talking about? That video last week that we pulled, it was a female officer from Georgia, and she was just saying, you know, she was uncomfortable to get McDonald's because it's gotten so bad. And the response on Twitter and online was just lambasting her, just nonstop aggression towards her. And you really don't see the side of the story from those in blue at all out there.
No. When are we going to see that? There are some places that have had a day for blue, like in Salt Lake City. They have one over the weekend. Dan's correct on that. When are we going to see that side of the story? When does that part come out? Is there any parody there? You're not going to see it. It's editorial after editorial, writer after writer, not wanting to make any kind of case for what the police are up against and what they're trying to do. All right? That is shameful activity. But that's what it is nationally. Now, the overkill of taking Teddy Roosevelt out on his horse and all, let's drill down. Why this antagonism, Dom, to Teddy Roosevelt, Woodrow Wilson? Well, those of you that are savvy talk radio listeners, you know that these two were the start, really, of the progressive movement. These two were the start of the overreach of government in our daily lives, big time, both of them. I don't know which one's worse. They were twins, even though opposite parties. So I don't cry for Teddy Roosevelt in this. He's just part of another victim of the mob. It's a museum. His statue is in a museum. Now it's on the outside of the museum. But I'm not getting worked up over that. Or Eskimo pie. If I don't know if various indigenous peoples groups now suddenly don't like Eskimo pie, that's derogatory. Fine, we'll see another brain change. The point is, I think plenty of people, maybe they won't say it to pollsters. They're saying, that's okay, election day is coming, and it's going to be surprising. Now, some of this depends, too, on whether Joe Biden ever has to do anything other than hide in his basement. I've seen over the weekend some on CNN, MSNBC, some data, swing voters, independent voters, saying, yeah, Biden's not that great. I saw a poll where over 55% of Americans believe that Biden has the early signs of dementia. I've always thought he was challenged. I've always thought this guy is not a bigwig player in any, he's a blowhard of blowhards in any level, in any way, shape, or form. It's remarkable that President Obama picked him. Just remarkable. Just amazing. It's one of the most amazing things that I've ever seen. And he is a creature, big time creature of Washington. But they're saying Biden is decency. Here we go again. Remember the dean of decency? We may have to vote for Biden because he's decent. He's a decent man. It's decency. A, that's in question. B, is that really going to carry as the economy comes moving back? That with all the things these so-called swing voters might object to in Trump's personality. They're really, now, if there were some credible candidate on the other side, all right, you could see, all right, this might be pretty close. But really, a guy exhibiting what Biden is exhibiting, a guy who has no, this is one of the most accidental presidents that we've ever seen. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. You can get on board with Dom. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, you just push #1210. Again, if you're just joining us, it's Dom Giordano Day down here in Wildwood. Not Wildwood Crest. Dan, work on that guy.
There are too many Wildwoods.
Yeah, well, we'll get North Wildwood
North
to come
Wildwood,
on board,
Wildwood,
too.
Wildwood, yes. Crest, and Wildwoods, right?
So, I agree with, I'm coming to you, Dave. Stay there. Coming up, we've changed the side question of the day. What should I do with the power invested in me? Dan is checking the Wildwood Charter. when someone has a day named after them.
Some great suggestions on Twitter.
Yeah, give us a couple.
Don writes in, I'd love the Mummers Parade to be moved to Wildwood, maybe on June 22nd.
That's a very good one.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what you mean in the future, like in history, this is always going to be Dom Giordano Day here in Wildwood.
Yeah, so have the Mummers Parade on Dom Giordano Day on the boardwalk in Wildwood.
Okay.
And VJL Heights writes in, shut down all parking meters till midnight. Nice moratorium for the people.
Ah, the mayor? We can soon get him back here and see if
he'll be back tomorrow around 11:30.
Okay, well, we'll give him the list of, not demands, suggestions that we have. So keep on putting them on Twitter at DomShow1210 and call
all
in with them.
All stores on the boardwalk must sell Captain Chucky's only.
Ah, nicely. Is that Captain Chucky?
No, that was from a Sid Weiss.
Oh, Sid Weiss. Dan, by the way, told us some of the boardwalk shirts. There is like a tobacco chew company.
Yeah, Backwoods.
Backwoods.
It's like the new brand. I don't know why.
I love every year because these guys have to sell all this stuff. They're geniuses at what people are willing to wear.
Mm-hmm.
And we found that they're selling I Can't Breathe masks, right? Some of them are.
Yep.
Now, I can't determine if they're doing that satirically.
No.
You think they're selling it, it's a hot item.
I think it's 100% serious because the display that you'll find, the I Can't Breathe masks, it's shared with Black Lives Matter masks and Black Lives Matter shirts.
I think so.
They're not mocking it at all. No, they're in support.
And how about Trump stuff? Is there a Trump?
Not that much
t-shirt.
Trump stuff, but there's a lot of pro-America stuff, a lot of the old school America, shape of America in a flag kind of t-shirt.
Okay.
A lot of Blue Lives Matter, thin blue line type sheet t-shirts, but not much Trump 2020 or Make America Great stuff.
Okay, but these guys will sell anything. By the way, I noticed on the weekend, I don't know if everybody noticed this or not, I think it was, I didn't see Keep America Great Again. Mm. It's Make America Great Again. I hope Trump has been listening. That is the all-time best political slogan that I can think of. You know, chicken in every pot, kept us out of war, make America great again. Arguably, with the pandemic and the protest, Trump can go back to make America great again, not keep America great again.
Keep America great. It's not again.
Oh, keep America great.
Yeah.
Yeah, keep America great.
No, I'm definitely with you. MAGA has
MAGA,
It's just a term in itself now, you know? It's really adopted its own kind of personality, and I don't know why you'd switch that.
I thought it was a huge mistake. I think his gut's he's going to say, I'm going back to it. That's what most of the people at the rally had, not to keep America great. Dan and I are monitoring. Supreme Court might release another big decision today. It's an abortion decision. My own view on this, and I wanted to ask you, though, is I don't think this is the type of thing that people are going to get on their radar screen as much as we saw with the discrimination case in LGBTQ. And also the DACA case from last week. I don't think that's a driving issue in all this. I think China potentially is. You know that TikTok and whatever happened here, I do think they did have some influence. The pranksters with Pascal releasing the 1 million person figure. But I do think there were other factors that produced this relatively low turnout. But let's put it in context, the turnout. What could Joe Biden draw? What kind of crowd could this guy draw? You know, there is no rationale other than this is all about Trump. The election is not about Biden. It's about Trump. And what's the issue? The issue comes down to, as I said, these swing voters. I don't like Trump's personality versus the policy, the accomplishments. And in the end, is that going to win the day? I think a lot of it depends on what events happen between now and then. There are two big ones that I see. What are the economic figures going to tell us for June, for example? If there's an upsurge, like the last batch that we got, the wind is at Trump's back again. And two, is this just a moment? It's a bigger than just a moment. It's not a 15 minutes of fame with Black Lives Matter and the protest and what's going on. That's true. But is the pivot coming? Of people that have had enough of this, but they in their own lives can't speak out because you can see what the repercussions are, but they can vote. And Trump is the one that is speaking out, and he did over the weekend. I mean, imagine Brett Favre. This was just dastardly. It's dope. Comparing Kaepernick to Pat Tillman. Pat Tillman and what he sacrificed, and in particularly too, the situation involving friendly fire, he dies. The whole sacrifice was remarkable versus a guy who hates cops. Okay, so he had the courage of his conviction. He was going to take a knee. He was going to engage in a lot. Okay, that's on the level of Pat Tillman. This is in the mind of Brett Favre. One other too. Jimmy Kimmel, I got a couple of cuts of Kimmel here. One, I don't know, probably won't play him as Carl Malone, you know, because it's a racist bit. We have another of Kimmel, though, laughing as Megan Fox talks about Michael Bay sexualizing her when she was just 15. Kimmel, America's conscience, is taking off the whole summer. Now, we have Christian Toto here, who's the best entertainment reporter in the business at 11 o'clock. I'm going to ask him about that and about Howard Stern. Why is Kimmel taking off the whole summer with all this going on? Well, he hasn't apologized for all the instances of blackface. So are Kimmel, Fallon, Howard Stern? What's the standard here that determines whether or not you're canceled? And a lot of it seems to depend upon random stuff or if you're somebody who is useful to the left, then maybe you get a pass. Because Joe Biden crawls with this stuff, the crime bill, the playing up the segregationists that Kamala Harris laid him out for. There hasn't been an apology or anything else by Joe Biden. It's just that he's a useful idiot to take out Trump. That's why he's in there. All right, so 855-839-1210. At the end of your call, just hit me with Dom Giordano Day here in Wildwood. We're trying to reach Ro. She's incommunicado. Probably out there ordering. You know, she probably thinks...
She knows what we're trying to reach her for, so she's not going to answer.
She probably thinks there's like a stipend of $500,000 that goes with this or something. Stop her. She's ordering stuff right now.
Yeah. Well, I told her that she's got to get on her air and give you some digs. It's not every day that her husband gets given a day.
Yes.
In the city.
She proud to walk down the streets of Wildwood with me today. You think the
people out there will know that it's Dom Giordano Day when you're walking by?
Yes, I think they will.
They'll start bowing. And,
yes, yeah. Well, I just want to know if it's in perpetuity, if every year they'd like to do it, because we could start the parade, what I'd want in the parade.
It's a one-off day, Dom. Don't get too greedy.
You'd be the Grand Marshal. No, I think it'd be an attraction for tourist people. You know, people that hate, they can come here too. It's fine.
It's going to come to Wildwood for Dom Giordano Day.
Send that over to the Enquirer. See if they'll print it.
Yeah.
I just hope the mayor doesn't get in trouble for this. I'm serious.
No, I don't think so. You're pretty fair.
I know, but that doesn't matter to the mobs that are out
there. True.
So, yeah. So let's go to Dave. Dave is in Trenton, and he's on Talk Radio 1210. Dave, thank you very much for the wait.
Oh, yeah. So these brain surgeons, they don't get it. They're tearing down Grant. Grant's on their side.
Well, Grant, right, and again, the inconsistency, Dave, he did have a man who was a slave that was gifted to him. His wife apparently was from a slaveholding family.
Yeah.
But here's a guy who viciously prosecuted the war and was against slavery and in his administration had more appointees, more stuff around African-American citizens agitating for the vote and everything else than anybody of that time.
Of course, yes. And he basically took the war to the South, so Lincoln basically won the 64 election because of Grant taking the war to the South.
That, you know what? That is a tremendous point, because that was up for grabs. It was a long war, a lot of carnage, but by doing that, I think people rallied, and it was because of Grant. That is a beautiful point. But look, with the mob, nothing matters, and you can't even see even a vague consistency here, Dave.
And you notice they're not complaining about Woodrow Wilson's building in Princeton University.
Well, no, the name is still on there, right? Well, even better, Yale.
He segregated the army.
Apparently, the founder of Yale had slaves. Now, can you imagine if Yale has to take their name off Yale University? That would be fitting coming out of this.
Oh, trust me, all the Democrats are run and hide.
Dave, side question of the day. What should I do on Dom Day?
Impeach Governor Murphy.
Ah, nicely played. Dan is checking right now. Right now, that's leader in the club.
Don't think
that's
you have the power to do that, Dom.
Well, we're checking the powers. Come on, we need some official document. You know, the plaque, too, I didn't get to read all those whereases. He's right. There's like six whereases.
It's written like a bill, right?
Yes, yeah. It's written like a bill. This is all official.
Yeah.
All right, 855-839-1210, and we still can't reach Roe. She's not impressed by this.
No,
you know, if I were elected president, she might deign to speak to America on my own show. Okay.
Her phone's off.
Yeah.
She turned it off.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.